Tali, first of all, do you have any confidence in this ceasefire? I suppose it's something.
It's difficult to say. I was just talking about with our friends here, so we hope, we want to that it will be, it will come down, this escalation, and what we have, like, we don't have opportunity tomorrow in all these circumstances here, looking at people who are coming from Donetsk and Luhansk. They lost everything, and it is very little of hope we have that it will be finished there, and we will stop this aggression in our country.
I know you were in the Maidan, in the square in Kiev, when those protests yes. were peaceful and when they became violent. And I know you went down there and said mass when the protesters were still there and supported them in any way you could. How do you think Ukraine has changed since then? Do you think this conflict has permanently changed Ukraine?
I think from the Maidan, when people in general, the Ukraine, recognized that and what values we want to live and which direction we want to go, we decided, we made the decision why this peaceful process turned to very violent, and we lost many people, but it was a decision, and people were giving life for better future, for another values. We changed our direction. We wanted to join Europe, Union, unity, European countries and values. And when I was there with people, they were fighting. At the beginning, we were fighting against Yanukovych. After that, we said, we are fighting now for our freedom. And what is the same as I see, as we talk with people, with soldiers, with volunteers who are there on the east in Donbas, helping people, helping refugees, it is the same confidence. Yes, we want, we want to protect, and we want to be in our land, in our country, to have this freedom and independence. And to give up and rid up for all corruption, from all to get this human rights and to be protected and live as human beings free.
Do you still have hope that that is possible, given what we just heard about Vladimir Putin and what he wants?
You know, every day, the most this aggression is very powerful, and we see that against these weapons that are used against us, but spiritually and people in our understanding, like yesterday I heard one, I talked to one soldier who was in Donetsk airport. He said, we are fighting for values. We are on our land. He was kidnapped in a prison in the terrorist gang. They took him for 2 days, and what he said, he heard even from there, from these guys, terrorists, that he said, we admire you because we are fighting for money, you are fighting for your land, for your family, and why we are admiring you, because you don't fight for any other reason. So, and this hope is in people who understand what's going up every day is growing. Like I don't hear a lot from those who are there and coming back, that we are losing or we will lose. Everybody comes, we will win, because this is about our life, our families.
You're traveling, as I said, from Odessa to Donetsk. What are you going to Donetsk for? It's a dangerous place.
No. It was a mistake. Now, today, I'm going to Kiev.
To Kiev. Apologies.
Meetings tomorrow and after tomorrow. Especially now, we are organizing a special prayer, and we are going there to this, to east, to the parishes which are very close to the Donbas, which still remains, and are there. We want to go there and organize a special prayer, support people who stay there, who are there. And now, this tomorrow and Saturday, we are going to do this plan, how we are organizing our this prayerful activities.